This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, September 9th. God's word to you today is headship. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 5, verses 21, 22, and 25. It says, "And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For husbands, it means love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her." Great leaders, or parents, exercise their authority within the boundaries of love, wisdom, and sufficiency. Anything outside of this will leads to abuse. The Bible did not say, "Husbands, subdue your wives." In many cases, husbands want to subdue their wives because they believe the woman is stubborn. God has not said husbands should subdue their wives. God says husbands are to love their wives and wives are to submit to their own husbands. 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 and 5 says, "Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wrong." Love looks for another way of making sure things get done. Leaders must be secure in themselves. Parenting is leadership, and as a parent, you must be sufficient in yourself. You must be able to be by yourself and be secure. You must not use your child to meet your own needs. This is one area a lot of people struggle. When a father or a mother uses a child to meet his or her unmet needs or dreams, authority easily leads to abuse. It is abuse to try to get from your child the affection you are lacking from your spouse. The way some parents coddle their children is just wrong. If you have lust, then go to God and deal with it. If you continue, you are abusing that child. You do not fulfill your lust on your children. This is why abuse happens in families. As a parent or a leader, sometimes you will need to make tough decisions. However, if a parent has become emotionally dependent on a child, he or she will be incapable of making the tough decisions when it comes to that child. As a leader, you cannot afford to become emotionally dependent on the people you are leading. You will not be able to say no when you should, and that is poor leadership, poor parenting. A wise father once said to his son, "If I ever have to choose between being your father and your friend, I will always choose the role of your father." You have many friends, but you only have one father. Sacrificing your role as a parent on the altar of friendship is depriving your child. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please give me the wisdom and knowledge to lead your children properly, so that they will never depart from the way of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.